When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bingetown TV. We are here today with a Bingetown first, our first dive into reality TV. We usually do sci-fi TV, anything that's popular, really, we've gotten into. But now, especially with the writer strike and everything, reality TV is where it's at for the next few months, years, whatever. And what better reality show to start with than the greatest of all time, season 45 of Survivor. Okay. And today you're not going to hear any of the boys, the Bingetown boys. You're going to hear a returning guest if you listen to our OA coverage, the OA on Netflix. Julia's back to be our resident Survivor girlie. Although I will say that Julia and I have not seen all the seasons of Survivor. Okay. A year ago, year and a half ago, we randomly put on season 28, Cagayan, and fell so deeply in love. And then we hopped around like absolute mad women and watched all these random things. So I'm going to let Julia say hi, and we're both going to give our credentials. And you may say, man, these girls, they haven't seen all of the seasons. Why should we listen to them? And I say, you know, we may not be experts of every season, but we've got heart. OK, we've got soul. We've got fresh eyes. We're like in a brand new relationship with Survivor and we are fucking loving it. So, Jewel, say hi. Give your credentials and let's rock.
Hey, Bingetown. So excited to be here talking Survivor. I am not a reality TV girlie either. I should probably start by saying that. So when you say like the best reality TV show, I'm like,
yes,
I don't know. I live in a world with like, I have a lot of like Bravo friends too, so I'm sure that they would disagree, but whatever. I feel like this is like the OG. So anyway, my Survivor credentials. Okay, I'll backtrack and say like I remember when season one was on air. Like I remember being in my parents' basement and watching Naked Richard, like, and it was such a big deal. Since then, I've watched Cagayan. And I don't know all the numbers for these. Some of them are not named ones. Cool. Some of them are just fucking not. Cagayan, Heroes and Villains, season 8, which I am also told is All Stars. 43, 44, David and Goliath, Gen X Millennials, Redemption Island, which is the fucking worst, and Survivor Co Wrong. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, so we watched Cagayan and Heroes Villains together. We watched 43 and 44 together. And then I hopped and watched 41 because I wanted to get all the new era ones in before this. But then I didn't want to watch 42 because I got spoiled so many times with who won. So I hopped to... I also watched Gen X Millennials, David vs. Goliath, and then Micronesia and Pearl Islands. And I wanted to tell you really quick for Pearl Islands, not to like talk about another season, but... For Pearl Islands, when they get on the boat in the very beginning, they think that they're going to promotional shots. They're in suits. They're in dresses. And then Jeff takes, like Jeff takes all their suitcases and says, fuck off. And they're stuck in dresses. Rupert has to wear a skirt the entire
Why was he wearing a skirt?
Because he was wearing thick jeans and he didn't want to wear them anymore. So he just fashioned a skirt out of something. It's so insane. People are in like basically just like undies all season. It's insane.
Pearl Islands. OK, got it.
Which makes me think as a survivor, even if I'm going to promotional things, since that was a thing back in the day once or maybe multiple times, I'm not showing up in a dress. Hannah Rose showed up in a dress.
And I'm wearing like a Speedo. Like I'm wearing like a one piece, like a women, like a lifeguard Speedo. I'm wearing that. I'm wearing a wetsuit.
Me as well. And so people showing up in suits, like Bruce in the suit, Hannah Rose in a dress. Some people, I mean, some people just have the best outfits and I applaud them. But other people
I think we, because we talk about this a lot. Obviously, Jerry is fashion iconic. Yes. Obviously, we've had Survivor finale parties where we go, all right, what are you wearing? Like, wear your island outfit. So, like, maybe we can do a little fashion segment.
We can do that starting next week because I didn't think about it other than the suit.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Well, we'll pay attention. Well, but I mean, we spoiler, but I think our first contestant to get the boot or not get the boot to be gone from the season had some outfits to talk about. So whatever, we'll talk about it next week.
We'll start with saying this. This first episode of any Survivor season has 18 strangers, right? And there's too many people to talk about.
It's a lot.
There's not enough time to touch everyone in detail. There are obviously people that barely got screen time, which honestly, good for them. They're going to last longer in the game because the people that really jump out in the beginning, half of them will probably be excellent players. The other half are just putting themselves in danger. For example, Emily, a masterclass in what not to do your first day of Survivor. She's accusing people of things. She's trying to vote off the strongest person when they're already the weakest like tribe. It's so confusing. Or Sifu, who is like, just thinks he's so stealth. He says he's Tony times five. And yet they're like, he's trying to be Tony. He's sneaking around looking for idols. He's just being weird.
I have so many thoughts on both of these characters because Emily, I was like, get her out of here. But please don't, because I'm enjoying watching this. Like, she brings this level of entertainment that I'm like, oh, stick around, my chickie. I'm like, I'm into this. Could I deal with you if I myself were a contestant on this island? Hell no. But is it entertaining to watch? Hell yeah. Should we talk about our pools?
We should. So I want to start by saying, like, Entertainment Weekly comes out with the cast and their bios. And it's so crazy how you read these bios and you think you can get an idea of who they are. And then they open their mouths and you're like, oh, it's the complete opposite. People who I thought would be like on the crazy, more like annoying side are cool. People who I thought looked cool are crazy. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. So
everyone's crying. In this,
everyone's crying.
Everyone seems like they're cosplaying like a survivor. They're like, they're doing survivor drag. It's like people are like faking. Like, it's like, I don't know how to explain it other than like when they're all on the boat and screaming and crazy. And Jeff is like, I've never seen so much energy. I'm almost like, I kind of want you guys to be a little scared here. I want you guys to be a little nervous.
I agree. And I think it's the thing where like we've now gone so the pendulum swung so hard from this being like a show where you sit on the couch and you watch it and you're like, these people are crazy. So now it's like, I can do this. And like, yeah, that's like, that's inspiring. That's really incredible. But the fandom around it has taken out, for instance, what was the season that Alex was watching where she's like, oh, one guy's just voting in alphabetical order. Like, they have no concept. Season one. There you go. You have no barometer for how any of this shit works.
Yeah.
And there's people voting alphabetically. There's people who have no concept of alliances. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll say when we watched Cagayan, I was disappointed with the outcome for that because and a lot of the votes that happened, I did not quite grasp what the show would, could, and like has come to be, because I was like, that person would not survive on an island. That person is not survival material, but it's really a social experiment. Like, you get so caught up, and I'm going on a tangent now, but like before there was anything to like base it off of and there was no real fandom, like you're just there and you're like figuring out people. Now it's just become this, like you said, it's like a Survivor con where you show up and everyone's the most massive fan and you're just like geeking out together. That I was like disappointed when the people who were like such big fans turned out to be such duds.
Agreed. And so when we say we did a pool, we're in a pool with 150 people and we just have to pick based on their names and their bios and their pictures, right? And so,
yeah,
I picked most people on the yellow team, unfortunately, who was the weakest team. But you never know. It could be like Cagayan with like Spence and Cass, well, how they were like
and
strong.
And
it could,
right. And that's kind of what happened last season, too.
So
with Artika 3.
Yes. So I've got Austin, who's strong. I've got Kendra, who's like the I'm a Libra girly. Mm-hmm. And then I have Brandon, who his sweet soul. We were laughing so hard the whole episode at him. He couldn't help but weep. And good for him. He's an emotional guy. And him, like, helping
right on his sleeve.
He does. Like, him helping Hannah Rose during that one scene was actually making me be like, okay, you're very sweet. I know it. He just had a panic attack on the ladder. Like, it's a ladder. It was a ladder.
I was like, has this man never encountered a ladder in his life?
Like, he must have just been like his body shut down on him because he truly couldn't. He had like fallen flat on his body looking I hate to say it, dead multiple times during the episode. Yeah. He fell off the ramp, dead. He fell onto the boat, dead. And I'm like, no, it's okay. And
it also was not a good look for Sean to like run away. Okay, you know, we'll get into that.
Totally. And then I have Sabaya and Caleb, who I stand by and love to death. Oh, two great picks.
That's amazing, because in the very few notes that I took, I was like, this is working for me as like entertainment, as friendship. This, though, unlocks the thing that I'm like, Emily's not wrong. Her approach, while maybe controversial, it's not wrong.
Yes,
and we'll
but
get
not
into that.
Yet.
Not yet.
Emily doesn't have an alliance to tell that to yet. You can't just blurt that out without knowing how everyone else feels. You have to get a feel, and then you have to find someone who you at least believe is on your alliance. And you say, man, we got to cut them out because, but not now. They're never going to, they're always going to be in tribal if they kick Sabaya or Caleb out because they're so weak. This is the weakest team. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
But because I hate to be like, you need strong men. Like, fuck that. But you do. Some of these challenges are like pure strength.
Oh, well, when they looked around and they were like, who's going to build the shelter? It's like, this is your team. Like, this is your tribe. One of you has to do it. And I was like, I don't know who I would depend on to build that shelter.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. So hit yours.
I'll say mine, but I feel like I have some backing as to why I picked these people. So do you have any like defenses?
Oh, yeah. Well, so I actually traded Austin at the last second because I had Sean on yellow. Yeah. And that would have meant I would have had four people out of the five on the yellow tribe. And I was like, no, I'm not doing
that. And to be fair, we saw a leak of the tribe. So we were able to kind of stack.
So I traded Sean out for Austin. And I really like Austin. And then Kendra, I just thought looked cool. And I needed another girl. I liked Caleb. My backing for Caleb was that I really liked that he was like, I've never been qualified for anything yet in my life. So why not try this? I loved that. I was like,
that's inspiring.
Go off.
That's inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, most of it is just picking random people. You don't know. But go ahead. Tell me yours.
I get so much stress around it because like it really. Yeah, I get a lot of stress. And I'll tell you. So I'll tell you my lineup and then I'll tell you I had a similar like a last minute swap consideration. So when I go into these, I like to go. Last year I went majority female because I just want to do that. This year I did not. I went 2 and 3. And I'll tell you, this is fucking embarrassing. My first pick, looking through everybody, I was like, I want her.
Hannah Rose.
And I'll tell you why. She gave me a little bit of Carolyn energy, who I had on my pool last year. And I'm pretty sure her bio, let me look at this before I misspeak, because I think this was the thing that I liked about her. Okay, she's like tatted up in her picture. She talk about her sobriety. Yes, she does. Getting sober, her biggest accomplishment, getting sober when she's 20 years old. I was like, a sober queen. She's got it in the bag. Again, Carolyn vibes, maybe I shouldn't project. But I thought she could be like the dark horse of this season.
We'll talk more about her later when we actually get to the episode stuff.
All right. Next, I had Julie. I had Sifu. I have all these people.
Yeah.
I have Julie. I have Sifu. I have Sean. And I have Bruce, which I have feelings about that, too.
Did you see? Okay, so Bruce was cracking me up this episode. One,
oh my God.
With the Emily ripping him to shreds. Again, I'm like, girl, please, you're putting a target on your back by calling him out. And then two is he's like, I'm not a dad.
Ugh.
I'm a fun uncle. And then in the previews for next episode, they're just making fun of him hard. I think Katura is the one being like, Bruce thinks he's like funny and he's just not. And he's doing these like cringy, like, oh, it's so embarrassing. I think Bruce is going to be early on the chopping block, unfortunately.
I agree with that statement. The only thing I could see is like if he's able to scrape in somehow and just be like, oh, your numbers. But we'll see. I was between Julie and D.
Okay.
I went Julie just because I don't know.
She's smart enough to lie about being attorney, just like Katura.
Oh, yeah.
And not Jake, who lives with with his grandmother. Does he make you miss Boston Rob or what?
No. If I ever miss Boston Rob, I can just look at my cameo that I got from him for my wedding day. Love you, Boston Rob. If you're listening to this, come on the pod. We love you.
We do. We really
And bring Amber.
Bring Amba. Bring Parvati, please.
Jake, forgettable to me. There were some really forgettable people to me.
All right. Let's, now that we, everyone knows our pool, each week we will kind of go through. Julia is already down one, unfortunately. So the way the pool works is there's 150 people in it. If your person goes home first, you get 18 points. If your first person goes home second, you get 17 points. So the person with the least amount of points at the end wins. And obviously, the longer they stay, the less points you get. It's better. Julia, sorry. I apologize.
I'm on the board.
I mean, it could have been Brandon. It could have been Emily. I don't know. It was, if Hannah didn't quit, it wouldn't have been Hannah. So it's unfortunate.
Can't believe it.
Okay, let's start with the first challenge. So I've seen a few different seasons. I don't know. It's not, there's not always a challenge right in the beginning, is there? Mm-hmm. There is.
Sometimes it's that bullshit where they're like, grab as much as you can and get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I hate so, that.
The first challenge was to win your pot, machete, flint. The red team wins. We can call them by their names. Reba wins.
Reba.
A single mom who works two jobs and loves her kids and never stops.
That's good.
Jay Maya, who is on the red team as well, the singer,
the theme song.
Posted that, like a TikTok of her in front of like the picture of the tribe and like lip singing the song, which was funny. She was someone who I was like, well, I would have never chose her for my pool, but she seems cool. Sure. Cool enough. Okay. We talked about Brandon, Sean, Lisa. I don't think there's much more to note other than the yellow team would have won, I think, if Brandon wasn't. They've got to the ladder first. They had plenty of time at the ladder. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what Sean was supposed to do to help him. I mean, he's a big guy. I just don't know what he was supposed to do. But well, running and waiting was not it.
It wasn't it.
Just so funny.
It wasn't it. But also, like, adrenaline, you're in the moment. It's the first challenge. You get through your piece. And honestly, the last part of it was climbing a ladder. I would probably assume that the guy behind me was just right behind me in climbing a ladder.
Yeah,
but he wasn't.
He was watching him struggle.
I know, struggle, yeah. But maybe Sean was like, all he needs to do is see that it's possible and I will do it and then he can do it.
Or like, let me get out of his way, you know,
or
sort
that.
Of thing. Yeah. Cool. I could dig that because I really like Sean. I wish I kept Sean.
I want to. I'm pulling for him.
Me too. I love a queer survivor. Okay. And now we have the sweat and savvy. So.
Oh,
you know, Reba gets to go home with their winnings, but these two have to fight for it. So this is the first time in the new era that nobody has, that they didn't win via sweat or savvy. Like last year, I remember it was like, how many triangles are in this big triangle was the savvy, but they chose the savvy. Like Carson and them didn't do the coconuts.
They said, I'd rather do,
But now they have to do both, which is insane because those logs look fucking heavy. And then they have to figure out this savvy, which is interesting because I've heard Jeff say that, you know, they test these things to death, like the coconuts. They had them do it a million times and say, how much time do you need? And like give them maybe a little bit padding extra to like help. Obviously, this was really difficult. I mean, they had an attorney and I forget what Brando is, but he, like a Penn student or something like that.
No, that's Basile.
Oh, Basile.
Basile.
And Drew.
Both of them.
Inside him
students.
Are two wolves. Yeah. No, what is Brando? What is Brando?
I have no idea. He said it in the thing. He's like,
he's
I'm
smart.
Supposed to be the brains. Yeah. Or maybe Jake said it.
So when Caleb and Savaya couldn't do it, I was like, oh, it's a bummer because the other team's just going to get it because they are like deemed themselves really smart. No. And I'm shocked by that. I feel like that was a sort of really fucking hard challenge that they should have tested out a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the logs to begin with looked so terrible.
Yeah.
I loved, though. This is when I was really like, oh, Savaya, one to watch. Because just her mentality of that, super inspiring. Super just like, put your head down and do the work. And then how Caleb felt really amped up about that, too, I thought was just a great intro to two people I would love to see more of if they stick around. No, it was a hard challenge. If I didn't fully understand what the like savvy part was. It's like you have to get this rope off of a thing. I wouldn't have been able to do it. Wouldn't have been able to do either, honestly.
as I was watching, I was like, that was a little disappointing. But they won it back later. I mean, I think everybody but the yellow team now has Machete, Flint, and Pot.
Well, because... did Jeff say he was taking somebody's?
Oh, okay, okay. So he ended up giving it back to everybody after that anyway.
So they had it for like 5 hours.
Took their Flint.
Yeah.
So he just took the Flint. So the yellow team, which is Lulu has the pot and the machete, but no Flint now because they got their Flint taken away in the immunity challenge.
So, like, I guess you're on the island and you're like, all right, we have to make a great fire and just hope that it survives through this tribal council.
Yeah, there's just no way.
That's stupid.
I mean, that's why you hope you have someone who, like, could figure out how to make it without. I'm pretty sure, like, Ozzy went on a, like, some sort of podcast interview and he said he, like, sewed in a little magnifying glass in his shorts or something.
What?
And he said him and...
he's like burning ants with it. He's like, I just wanted to burn ants.
No, he started fires with it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, and...
that feels like a cheating to me.
And then he, like, tied in some thread or something. He would, like, sew them into the lining of his pants so he could, like, get away with it. But other people are, like, really good. What was it? Like, in Heroes Villains, Boston Rob made it just by, like, rubbing those two logs together for, like, crazy.
Oh, my God.
So hot.
Well, this actually is a interesting thing you brought up because this episode, they do use their buffs to help them in a challenge. Like, it's, like, I don't know. That feels this, like, idea of the clothing you wear or what you bring along or what you secretly bring along, like... okay, I'm gonna sew a bag of rice into this like butt of my jeans.
Grains of rice.
Yeah, like,
I'm wearing a shorts made of rice. Yeah, no, I mean, Ozzy's thing was obviously cheating. The buffs, yeah. I think that was just like a smart way to like, you know, get them up. I think whatever clothes you're wearing, I see people all the time wearing clothes. I'm like, why are you wearing that? You had something else. You're just wearing something that this is just gonna fly off. Also, I forget who it was. Maybe Jake. I think when he dove into the water in the initial challenge, his buff came right off into the water. And I was like, oh, hope they get that for him. It's probably sunk to the bottom. Alex was like, they'll give him another one. I'm like, I don't know.
Will they? I don't know either, but I would assume.
So just to finish out the challenges, anything else you want to talk about in the challenges? I just would like to say that in this last challenge is where it's obvious that there is like disparities in strength between the teams. You know, I think, I think Caleb and Sabaya being the strength, whereas other people have like strong men, quote unquote, and females that are like strong and capable. It just feels like the yellow team was lacking. I feel like that was like a poor job. But I'm also wondering, like, does the casting team know their abilities when they put
their
them
physical
on the
abilities
team? Yeah, what is the interview process where it's like, do they meet them in person, do they have
for sure they definitely do all that, like they're not just like FaceTiming or like calling these people, they're like flying them out to like LA or whatever and getting them seated in front of them. So this is one where I would think, you know, like on paper I'd be like, okay, Brandon, he looks like a you know, he could be
strong,
like his name Kane, he could give off like he could be big and tall and strong. No, I don't think so. No,
but Sean is also someone where I'm not saying he's not strong, but he's small, so like when you need someone to stand on your shoulders to get over that thing, Sean's not going to be the one to do it. He's too small. He's small, like you need someone.
Well, I think their approach, they shifted like midway through, right? Because the first person you see up is Caleb.
Yeah.
And he just runs and does it. Yeah. And I think that their approach was like, all right, he's going to hoist everyone up from the top. And that was not working. So he actually climbs back down.
Right, right.
And does it twice. Like he has to do it again. So I don't know. I think that there's like maybe they're not stacked. It's not stacked in that their favor as far as strength, but that doesn't mean that they can't think of something. And they ended up being intuitive with like how they figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
It didn't happen in enough time to save them. Like, and Jeff just like throwing out, absolutely dunking on him with like, it's not going to make a difference, but all you want to do is get to the puzzle to like save face or whatever.
Your dignity.
Like, yeah. I mean, I would be like, I'd have some choice words for Jeff in that moment, but I don't know. There's ways you can figure it out. Like you make your disadvantages be your advantage. But this challenge was okay. So they ran up some stuff. They slid down some mud. They untied something. They did coconuts. What were they doing?
Jeff missed the coconuts from the first, the Sweat and Savvy. It was like, we got to bring the 40 coconuts in a bag. Oh, first of all, when people were going headfirst into the mud, I was like, stop it. You're just like eating mud. It's in your eyes instead of people who are just like landing on their feet and then daintily like going underneath.
And I know you're going to get muddy when you like climb through the thing anyways.
Yeah, but still, but, like, at least you have eyeballs.
Yeah, they're just getting like taking like mud pie to the face.
And it's like, again, we're watching from the couch. I understand.
I know.
And you're like in the moment, you don't necessarily know the best way to drop down. I'm sure the people who went headfirst were like, I fucking hate myself, but it is what it is.
Who came in first for this one?
I believe.
You need to take better notes.
No, I was going to take that note, but then I was like, it doesn't really matter. But it was red and blue.
Well, it matters because one of them unity pieces sucks and one of them rocks.
The little, yeah, one's a base piece and one's the tall piece. I think it was, oh God, it could be
Kelly blue one because I remember seeing Kelly kiss the pelican.
Okay. Kelly kissed the pelican, meaning Bella won. And then Reba came in second, leaving yellow Lulu in their dust. I don't have much more to say about the challenges. If we want to go straight into each team, we can talk about any notes on the people we want to talk about.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about Reba because I feel like we haven't touched on Reba people very much. We've got Jay Maya. She's a singer. I don't have much to add. She didn't get too much screen time, but I'm like, okay on her. I'm like, cool. Can't wait to see what's next.
I don't have much else to add to that. She was like in our pool, the least picked player.
Yes.
And she was someone that like I was just scrolled straight past. Sorry, Jay, Maya.
Yeah. Jay, I'm sorry. I apologize. We did listen to your single though. I didn't. Oh, you weren't in the chat? Were you in the chat? Did Margaret send it to us? I thought Margaret sent
it.
I
think it was in the pool email.
Oh, that's what it is. I did listen to your single. Yeah, I listened to your single. That's a listen.
Heard it. I haven't heard it, Jay Maya. I'm sorry. I'll give it a listen before next week.
Okay, so Sifu. I'm sure he's a great guy, but he drives me insane. I'm like, when he's on the boat and he is like doing a dance and like repeating the same words over and over again and everyone's again doing a drag survivor, I'm like, I'm cringing so hard. Like the second hand embarrassment I get from Sifu, like jumping around, hiding behind the trees was iconic, I will say. But I mean, I love when the editing crew puts their magic into someone saying, there's no way they even know I'm looking. And then they cross cut to someone being like, well, Sifu's out looking for an idol. I mean, it's comedy. Always. It's perfection. It's what makes Survivor great. What did you think of him?
Again, I'm coming at this with bias because I'm like, he's on my team. I want him to go far. I was hoping that he would be, to me, he was billed as a Tai Chi person. Yes. So I thought he was going to be like a little bit more coachy than he is, like coach rather. than he is. I thought it would be a little bit more spiritual and a little bit more like tapped into that kind of energy, and he just was not.
Sure.
Not to say that I don't dislike that. I think it'll be interesting to watch him, and I think they obviously in this first episode have teed him up to be an interesting character. I mean, not much more beyond that. I love whatever Sifu means. I love it. I love that he has given himself the name of like, this means teacher. I guess that is kind of coach-esque when we get down to it. I fuck with him so far. I think he's interesting. Okay.
We'll see. I mean, I think he was trying to make an impression.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for television, maybe. Yeah. It just is so goofy that it was giving me a little bit of the cringe. I can't lie.
Agreed. Okay. But that's part. Yeah, that's part of why I'm like, okay.
Okay. Next, we have Austin, who I really like. I like that when he found the Beware Advantage, he was like, all right, let's fucking go. Like, I can't not. He's like, if I put this down, Sifu's just going to find it. That's super lame. Totally. I'm doing this. So he has to decipher the coded message on the tribe flag. So he has like the bottom and he has to literally like put it up, which is so funny because it is hard to get away from these people. And that's just task number one. So he needs to get that done ASAP. But I don't know.
And they've already talked about it. Like they've already, I think it was Jay Maya has already called out like, oh, this is a cipher, or like this is a code, or this says something. Like it's already been established within their team, whereas if you think about, I can't remember what season it was, but there was one where an idol is basically hiding in plain sight. It's like the talisman on top of their rice bucket or something like that. And nobody mentions it. Nobody thinks about it. Nobody. And it goes missing one day. And like one, I think one, like across the three tribes, someone gets a clue that tells them it's hidden under their noses. It's this thing attached to the rice. Two of the tribes, I want to say, like the person who finds the clue figures it out, and someone notices like, oh, where did that talisman thingy go? Or where did the lid to this thing go? But this is like day one, they see like, and again, it's bringing us back to this like super fan.
Yeah.
Being sure, a little okay. bit like, I don't love it, because how do you surprise people who have seen everything and can expect everything without the show being so crazy fucking bonkers that you're compromising the integrity of like, oh, well, that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. So in 41, the Beware advantage was that everyone on the other teams also had to find a Beware advantage, and they had to answer your crazy phrase with their crazy phrase, and then they had to say their crazy phrase. So mine would be like, you know, Jeff, like the clouds were raining men on the world today. Like something so fucking stupid that it couldn't possibly be something you wanted to say. Or like, you know, my grandma always said there was unicorns in the sky or something crazy. And then
okay,
like,
and then I and then hear they, that I'm on the other team and I'm like, and green beans are for supper.
Exactly. And like, so
insane.
The first person finds it, they have to try it out. If no one answers, okay, you got to say it again next time, because someone's got to find the Beware and say it back to you, or else you're just saying that everything and everyone's like, why are you talking about unicorns?
What if Jeff doesn't call on you? What if he's like, you have not been asked to speak?
No, it's kind of like, you know, he kind of lets people talk in those. It's right before either a reward or an immunity challenge. So it's like people get to ask questions or like talk. It's not that weird. It really wasn't that weird. I mean, it was weird what they were saying. So then in 43 with like Owen and all them, they had the bracelets. They had to ask for people's, remember they
I
were
liked
making,
that. I liked
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was cool because
the social
was pure
currency,
savvy.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it was Gabler or someone was like, I really wanted to give this to my,
to daughter, my
daughter or someone. Yeah, and then and then he ended up giving it away or whatever. But
yeah,
so
his face use it for a hat. Yeah, like you yeah.
They
clever.
Have to change it. So I understand why. Like, they can't keep it, like, someone saying something crazy at tribal, because we've all seen
it
100%. Before. Yeah, yeah.
But I think the fact that, like, they're looking at every single piece of, like, Survivor paraphernalia that, like, and sure. reading into it so much to be like, oh, like, the pelican, like, what's the pelican mean? Like, is there, so- you know, like, I think we just know too much at this point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not me personally, because I don't know a fuck ton about anything. But, But these people, Jay Maya knows a fuck ton about a lot of things, I'm sure.
Correct. Okay, so what's your issues with Austin? Anything? You kind of gave me a look.
I think he should have been wearing pants. I think he should have been wearing more clothes.
No, all the seasons I've been watching, all the men are just in their... Really? Dude, in Pearl Island season 7, like I was just talking to you about, they're only in the clothes they have. So the one guy's in like his Armani suit, so he has to be in his like boxers for the whole thing.
Okay.
And this one guy's boxers are falling off of him. So in the first challenge, the guy says, if my boxers fall off, like, what do I do? And the other two guys are like, we'll take ours off. So they're butt naked, all of them, in the woods. I'm like, their dick's going to get ripped off, like 100%.
Ew.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm kind of
because they're
to
also
seeing-
like dropping so much weight, too, I'm sure, that they're just like their clothes are sliding off them. Sliding.
It's smarter to wear these like tight ones than the like loose boxers.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
We're getting into the fashion hour. Austin's fine. I'm fine with him.
Yeah. Next is D. I don't have a single thing to say yet. Do you? Besides that.
I almost picked her. I can't say if I'm happy or sad that I did or didn't.
Okay. Next episode, we'll figure it out. We've got Drew, which is Basile and Drew.
Basile. Two wolves.
Basile's the frat boy. Drew writes poetry. And together, they are who we see on our screen today. Which,
if we don't get poetry before this man's off the island or wins $1 million,
I know.
I'll be pissed.
Agree.
I'm going to go to his house in Philadelphia.
Your poetry.
I know. How do they get to these things? Like, how does that come up? I guess maybe because she's like, I'm a singer. And he's like, oh, like I write some poetry, which I don't know. And I guess, whatever, these people have nothing else to talk about than like your occupation.
Yeah.
Unless you're lying, which takes us to Julie.
Love it. She says she's what? She teaches painting in her house. Yeah, art teacher in her house, which is so specific. It could just be like, I'm an art teacher. Smart to lie. I don't know anything else about her so far. But again, that's probably a good thing. Let us learn more as we get. I'm on team. If I was on Survivor, I would play the middle ground so fucking hard and then come alive in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, you say that, but then like it really depends on what the other personalities are in your tribe, right? Like if I'm looking around and no one's building the shelter because everyone's trying to play the middle ground and not be like, someone's got to build the shelter. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yes. Understood.
Like what if everyone comes in with that approach and they're all just like, I don't know.
And then there's someone like
I guess we don't have anywhere to live.
And then there's someone like Natalie on Gen X Millennials.
Get me started.
Is that David and Goliath? That's David and Goliath. Yes. Was like just barking orders while sitting and fanning herself, which is just like
crazy.
We'll save the yellow for last because they're the most character-y people. So we'll go to Bella next and we'll start with Brando. Again. Besides doing the sweat and savvy, I don't think I have much to add. He seems like a cute, sweet boy. We'll see.
No, I don't remember like one talking head of his.
Okay.
Can't wait to meet you, Brando.
Can't wait. Jake lives in his grandmother's basement. He can't wait to win the million and get out.
We got a picture of his bed, which is weird to me.
I enjoy it. I love his crazy accent. It's so severe. I just like to picture him as a defense attorney in a in trial being like, Yovana. What are you talking about? Like, I love that. I love that about him. Like, what a character. I'm in on Jake.
Yeah. I'm fine with him. He's like giving me a little bit of Danny vibes from last season, which is, I don't know that I neither in love with that or hate it. I'm just kind of like, oh, he kind of reminds me of Danny. Moving on.
Got it. Now, here is my MVP of the week, which is Keturah.
Really?
Yes. Who did you think my MVP was going to be, Kelly?
I don't know. I don't think anyone in this tribe deserves to be the MVP of the week. I can't wait to hear you say why.
Oh, I just generally thought like when Kelly and Kendra are talking about, or I think it's Kendra mostly leading the we should get Jake out. And Keturah's like, why? And she's like, because he's a lawyer. And her talking head of being like, because he's a lawyer.
Yeah. Okay. That was.
And then later when she's talking to Jake about being like, so what's it like being a lawyer? So funny. Iconic. Icon status. I thought that was so funny. She's playing it so well.
I would not even press that much. If I were her, I would not press. I would not even ask that question.
She was playing dumb really well for me. I was like, they're just doing it for me. It's great. She's my MVP.
Okay.
She's who I just like genuinely liked the most. One of the people at least who I genuinely liked.
Okay.
Especially on this team, like this team didn't make much of an impression. So it was not when it was on the blue team, she was the one jumping out to me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Kendra, I think, stood out the most to me on this team.
Okay. We can do her next.
I think she got the most like airtime as far as talking heads. We get the one of her like immediately, like pretty early on in the episode before we really get into like any of the challenges of the teams where I can't even remember what she said, but I was just like, oh, that is not the voice that I put to this woman at all.
Correct. She's on my team and she's exactly who I wrote the sentence. You think you know who you're picking and then you hear them open their mouth. I said the same thing in my brain.
Yeah. God, now I want to like, I don't remember what she said. It was something like kind of kooky. She's a little kooky. She's a little like giving me Jamie from last season.
Oh, okay. Jamie. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The big like smile. Plant lady thing. Very like, I think she might get like a dopey edit. I hope she doesn't because I don't know. It sucks to be like on that end of the of the narrative, but
dopey edit. Yeah. Jamie really.
Yeah. I mean,
edit.
The astrology thing's like kind of silly. I'm like geeking out because there's only 12 months in the year. Like your birthdays are going to be within one of those 12. Like it's not, I don't know. That was just like, oh, God. Okay. Like, what are the odds? It's not like they all said the same day. They were just like, no shit. There's only 11 other options.
Correct.
Whatever.
Good point.
I guess when you're into like the stars astrology, and stuff like that matters. Kelly was I'm sorry, every nurse I've ever met my entire life. Can I say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She just like screamed nurse. She just like, to me, I was just like, oh yeah, that woman's a nurse.
She's and she is a nurse, right?
She is a nurse.
So we'll see. She didn't get much screen time.
No, she didn't get a whole lot.
I couldn't tell if she was actually liking Kendra or if she was just like kind of being like, I need an alliance. And this is like someone, these two are.
She meant it. I think she was genuine. Okay. I think she had good reason. She's like, we are not. I can't remember her exact words, but she's like, I'm not like this, but we're operating at the same frequency or like the same vibration. Something that, again, a little out there. But like if you're saying using words like that, you're going to be operating on the same whatever the fuck is the astrology girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
Everyone, this is how I feel about everyone. I'm like, whatever.
Well, this is why. It's like, we have to go over everyone. We're not going to do this next episode, like going through the people. We're only going to go through the people who got airtime next episode. But now, okay, since it's the first episode, we need to go through
like impressions.
Everyone just to like, whatever. So lastly is crazy drunk Uncle Bruce. And I think we talked enough about him, honestly.
We did.
Unfortunately, I don't know that he'll make it very much further than his last time, but I
know. Yeah.
But honestly,
it was pretty hilarious seeing him dive headfirst into like that replay. I was like, damn, that was brutal.
I will say, for what Emily was arguing, I disagree with her completely. Like, anyone who has seen Bruce on that episode knows he dove straight in, hurt his head, and was in a fog for the rest of the episode. Like, he may have made it back to the camp, but he wasn't there. He was
I think, though, what her point was is that the mental preparation to lead up to where they, the moment where they're now all operating at the same, like, we've
spent. He already did it before.
He's already done that. He's already done the, like, I've mentally prepared myself to quit my job or take time off, tell my family, get myself in order, do any, like, maybe you're, I don't know what these people do to like train or prepare, but like any sort of training, any sort of puzzles, any sort of like diet changes that they need to do. Like, maybe people don't do it that intensely. I don't know, but I think that there is a level of rigor that goes into the upfront work that actually gets you to the island.
Sure. Perfect. Perfect point. This is why I need you on the pod. You're right. I just wanted to disagree with Emily, honestly, I think.
And I do as well.
Perfect. Okay. Last but not least, certainly not least, even though they are the last in all the challenges, and I'm not sure they're on the up and up, but it is Lulu. We will do Hannah Rose last, and we'll save Hannah Rose for the actual tribal. So, okay. Subaya, who is a ex-Marine, fucking love her. I think she's going to go far as long as she doesn't get picked off for being strong. You know, like in this tribe until the merge, it's a little risky since they're on the weaker side of tribes and she's the strong one on the tribe besides Caleb. So besides that, I cannot wait to see her on this season. I think she's awesome.
I love her. I love her and Caleb. I loved the like little supercut they did of them when Emily was talking shit and just being like, don't you see it? They've already clicked from day one. It's like, well, yeah, you put them together or they put themselves together, however they ended up doing the really intense challenge that they had to get through and like humped each other up. They're talking about the pyramids. This is where we get that like funny clip. I'm glad we got that. We needed, like, I liked having a little extra camp time, especially coming off of a season where we got so much of it because of the personalities that were in 44. It helped to like make these people seem a little bit more entertaining to me that I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty funny.
Emily's eyes when they were talking about the pyramids being giant batteries, she's like, what? No.
She was short-circuiting. And then I would love to be the producer who's like asking her the questions in any of her talking heads or interviews, because I feel like she's just like looking to them to be like, aren't these people ridiculous? When like watching it back, I think you're going to see like the way that they play her to be like kind of the butt of the joke on these.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares if they're talking about something like a conspiracy theorist? This is, they're exchanging social currency right now. And like, you should have just said, they are batteries. Actually, I do believe that with my whole heart, and just fucking dive headfirst. If they were saying like, you have to.
Emily is getting the villain edit for sure. And it's not even like a villain in like a Tony way or something where you're like,
no.
Or a Russell way. It's a villain in like, man, her pet peeves on her bio was nearly everything. Chewing, snoring, arrogance, being overly serious, being overly jokey. You name it, it probably irritates me. It's like Jeff put her on for that, I'm sure.
Oh, like, for sure.
She put that as her number one, and he's like, that's refreshing. Sure, let's have her on, because he knows that'd make good TV, because we're all like, Emily, please, for the love of God, take a breather. Enjoy yourself. You're only going to be on the show once. Hopefully.
Yes. I don't think she ever, like, there was never a world where she would have, is taking a breather and enjoying herself. Let's get through the rest of the people, and then we can, like, really dig in on M.
All right. Caleb, again, I think you talked about Caleb and Spy Enough. I think he's strong. I think he's cute and smart. And
yep. Beautiful teeth. Beautiful teeth.
I'm so excited about Pearly whites. Him. I'm pumped that he's on my team. Okay. Sean, I love. Cutie I love pop. That he was like crying at the end. I love mm-hmm. him. I need some more FaceTime. It's hard to get FaceTime mm-hmm. on the yellow team.
Agreed.
Because they're all crying all the time. Do you have anything about Sean other than he's on your team?
He's on my team. I really like him. I think that if Caleb and Sabaya have a chance to make it through, they need to get him. Like, really, correct. They need to align with him a little bit.
Yep. And I think that would be a good alliance. It's going to be sad when Brandon eventually goes, because he's super empathetic. I think he was just an overloaded in emotion, panic attacks. I feel so bad for him because, again, like, he got so much screen time and he was like crying in all of it.
Yeah.
I hope when he watches it back, he can laugh about it. And I hope he has like a turnaround. Like, I hope he has a redemption arc, because the scene when he was like, my chest hurts. I'm going to play my shot in the dark. I was like, wait a second. I understand, but everyone wanted Emily out. And I don't know if he thought he was getting played and he's weak, so they were going to vote
probably.
For him.
Yeah.
But him being like, my chest hurts, into I'm playing my shot in the dark, I was like, I'm so confused. What do you mean? And they were confused. So I was like, why? Wait, why? Don't.
I love when, like, immediately, I don't know, there's like some, these like very small gestures where people are just like, what? Don't do that. You're fine.
Yeah.
Where like people are reassuring to one another, that I find just like so heartwarming.
Endearing.
Where she's
yeah.
just like, she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're fine.
Correct.
But also, like, I don't know. He has reflux. Okay.
Yeah, he does. But I couldn't tell if it was anxiety, his reflux.
All of the above. All of the above.
Yeah. He was having another panic attack. It's, I feel really bad for him. He really
Me
went
too.
Through the ringer in the first 2 days or whatever we saw the span. 3 days, maybe?
Yeah. It's day three. I'm looking at the wiki of when our departed departs, okay. And it's day three.
All right. Yeah, they always say, like, you can make it 3 more days. Like, every 3 days is the... but I don't know that they can do every 3 days when you have 18 people and you have 26
yeah,
days.
No.
Okay, Emily. She just doesn't know how to help herself. She really does.
You love to hate her. Like, I love
yeah.
to hate her. And I'm
she's
sorry
Joffrey.
Because I realize that she's a real person, unlike King Joffrey, who's a fictitious character.
Yeah, correct.
But I love to hate you, Emily.
Yeah.
I'm and so sorry.
She says it in the final tribal, not final tribal, just tribal. She says, like, I'm just in a extreme version of myself right now. Like, I as someone who is irritated at all times, I'm sure being in this like isolation intense game is not helping at all. So I feel bad that she's probably gonna get some, you know, I don't want her to get hate. I just, like, it's so hard. It's you love to hate her. She's getting the villain edit.
I want her to stick around. I want her to keep on.
Yeah.
I want her to win. Nah, I'm not sure about that, but I want more content. I want more Emily content.
Yeah. Let's talk about Final Tribal with Hannah. So Hannah, she flopped. I mean, this is just the definition of what you were saying with these people, and they're watching Survivor. They're super fans and they just assume they could do it. Maybe, I mean, she's saying she's going through nicotine withdrawal. Maybe it's something, mm-hmm. it's one thing where she should have, you know, weaned herself off it a little mm-hmm. earlier or something like that. And I agree, although, like, being wet and hungry, it's exactly how I would be. I would be the worst, which is why
have
I don't
know that going
apply
in,
for Survivor.
Exactly. You have to know that. If you're a super fan, you know that, like, this is table stakes, is like being miserable. You have to just, like, deal with it. And if you can't, like, find, I guess what frustrates me is this, like, cop out to being like, there's people who want to be here more than me. And it's like, you doing that, though, is potentially fucking up someone else's game.
Yeah.
You saying, like, I'm out, it just restructures the whole order of how maybe somebody wanted to play this thing.
Yeah.
And I think they should have just taken a vote. She can say her piece, but, like, this, like, excusing yourself is stupid to me. Like,
well, I think they were going to do a vote until she said, just saying, I don't have to be voted out to leave, which Jeff.
That's fucked up.
Jeff was looking at her like, you bitch.
Yeah, because then it's basically being like, you have to vote me out or else you're going to be down two people in the first 3 days.
So in Pearl Islands, which for the record, the one team on Pearl Islands was getting absolutely just shit on for they didn't have anything. They were all wearing the wrong clothes. They got shelter was terrible, like all this stuff. This one guy decides to leave in the same way he wants to leave and they don't do a vote just like this. And at the end, you know, at the end when the final two or three walk around and grab everyone's torches and talk about every survivor, Jeff kept his away, put his in the pile. Yeah.
I bet we don't get this Chickies then because
that's basically what I was trying to say.
Yeah. For her to be like, I don't know. It felt, and she did not mean it this way, but it's like, watch me break the game. It's like, I don't have to be voted out to leave, honey.
And
ta-ta.
I feel like watch it's me, just Jeff. Like a disservice to the game. It really is.
It sucks.
Like,
it sucks.
It does suck. I mean, and it's not like a team that's like relieved. That's like, oh, okay, good.
No,
it's not anyone but me type thing. But no, it's not. It's not cool. It wasn't cool.
Right.
But.
Because imagine you're Brandon and maybe Hannah doesn't want to be there, but getting rid of Emily keeps you and Hannah gets one more number to you. Do you know what I mean? It's like, then you're almost like, that makes it more challenging for him. Even if you wanted to be there more than Emily, like stick around two more days. You can go home in the next vote. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't want to pass judgment because I've never been in the situation.
Yeah.
I understand people's departures further into the game. Maybe there's something going on at home. Maybe you're like almost sick enough to get medevaced or whatever, but I don't know. It's just disappointing. It's a shitty way to end a season opener, but whatever.
Yeah. So Hannah's gone. She's our first. And, you know, if she wasn't going to play hard, that's fine. So,
yeah, I guess you're right.
Final thoughts on the episode.
90 minutes, too. 90 I'm really minutes. Jazzed about that. Yes. It felt like we were going to get more time to like have some of these camp moments, which I really enjoy. A little more like peek behind the curtain, a little bit more of these like talking heads. I'm nervous. I think the only thing that I'm like a little bit like, I hope this isn't like so bananas crazy is like the beware advantage and like some of these like advantages cropping up that end up making the game feel a little bit unwinnable, more luck based than like really strategy or like wit, because you could just end up pulling a shit card. But we'll see.
We'll see. I don't know. I think in the new era, there's been a lot of discussion in the survivor world about, okay, it's only 26 days. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Jeff's putting too many crazy advantages in and all these things. So we'll see how this goes. Jeff listened about the main title. People wanted the main title back and it's back. We got the theme song. So who knows where this will go. But after watching season 7, and the reason I keep bringing up Pearl Islands is because I just finished it like yesterday. But there are no advantages back then. So like it's just strictly gameplay, interpersonal relationships. You know, it's like who's in your alliance? No immunities, you know, besides winning the immunity
and
challenge.
Some of that is fun. Like I do like, you know, a hidden immunity or some of the things. But like, you know, the tribe swaps that we've seen, you know, like pick one person from each tribe to go to the whatever island. And there's probably something there.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Let's just do one little game at the end of every episode. We're just going to say, as of now, who do we think is going to win the season?
Oh, my fuck.
I'm going to give it to my girl Keturah because I like her.
You know what? I'm going to give it to D. I don't fucking know. There's none of these people. I give it to D for this episode because I don't have a whole lot of information to pick anyone else. So I'm just, I just saw her name and there we go.
All right. So for everyone listening, it's not going to be this long every time. We had to touch on every single person. You know, as we get into more alliances and actually strategic gameplay, we'll have things to talk about other than just like, what do you think about this person? But we'll go. But we're I loved it. I mean, I'm so happy to back to weekly Survivor. Like, so fucking pumped.
I'm going to tell you, like, when I didn't start it on time with the rest of our group text who watches it and usually watches it in person, and then like we'll text about it if we're watching at the same time apart from one another. I wasn't able to participate in the group text. I was kind of like, oh, well, maybe I'll just save it for tomorrow. I ended up putting it on. I could skip through the Mershies, which was great for me. And then we get up to tribal council and I pause it to go to the bathroom. And I'm just like, my husband hears me just being like, because I just can't wait. I'm just like, oh, we're back. It's fun. Forgot this was fun. Let's have some fun. Let's go.
It's the funnest. I mean, just having the week. I know like in this, we may be like sounding like you're complaining about things or like trashing things, but it's really just we're like picking on like things that, you know, when you're doing a podcast, you're picking on things that are funny or you're picking on things that are stupid. So, you know, and people will be stupid and people will be fun. And that's just how it goes. And that's why this is just one of the best social experiments ever. So
this cast has big shoes to fill. But I think as we start to get to know them more, we'll know them. They won't know us, but we'll know more about us knowing them. So we'll get.
So true.
You know, it'll be fun.
It'll be great.
Thanks for bringing me along for the ride.
You got it. We'll be back. I think it's a 13-week season. So 13 episodes. We'll be back next week. It'll be dropped a little sooner next week, probably, because we're recording this on Friday after the episode dropped on Wednesday. But if you're listening to this on the Survivor-specific feed, then we're Bingetown TV is our normal feed. And you can find our normal shows on just the Bingetown TV feed, on everything, on socials, on Apple, on Spotify. Currently, they're doing like Wheel of Time, One Piece. We did like this year, we've done all the HBO shows like Succession, Last of Us, House of the Dragon, everything. We cover like everything that's popular. So go check us out and hit subscribe and we'll see you next week. We are Bingetown TV and thanks for listening. And oh, every time that's we watch terrible. me and Alex, I always go, oh.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.